You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Today, we're headed to a quiet street in El Sereno, where mother and activist Martha Escudero is showing us around the cozy house that she shares with her two kids.
I have a small array of plants, and we created like garden fairy style gardens with the cacti. And also, we have a lot of books.
There's an altar atop the mantle with photos of heroes and lost loved ones, a pet turtle named Jade, and a desk in the living room for homeschooling lessons.
I homeschool now just one of my daughters and sometimes other people from the community. We created...
Escudero and her kids love this house and their El Sereno community. But soon they might be facing eviction, and not because they can't pay rent. In 2020, Escudero was part of a radical group of housing activists who began occupying more than a dozen publicly owned vacant houses in this neighborhood. Well, back then, they fought for and won the right to live in those houses temporarily. Well, now they're fighting once again, but this time to stay for good. KCRW's Zoe Matthew has the story.
It was a gloomy day in early November when Martha Escudero received the 3-day notice to vacate her home. She wasn't really surprised. In fact, she'd been anticipating this day for a while. The 2-year temporary housing contract she'd signed with the city's housing authority had expired about a week earlier, but that didn't make the news any easier to stomach.
I guess I already expected it, but I just didn't think it would be so soon.
At this point, Escudero is tired of moving. Before living here, she spent a year and a half unhoused and couch surfing with her school-aged daughters. The three of them sometimes found themselves living in cramped spaces or sleeping on the floor at the homes of friends and family members. So, at the beginning of the pandemic, fed up with the instability and looking for somewhere to shelter in place, Escudero made a life-changing decision.
We are reclaimers!
Mighty, mighty reclaimers!
The mighty, mighty reclaimers!
She banded together with a group of other unhoused and housing insecure Angelenos calling themselves the Reclaimers. They asserted that they had a right to use empty, government-owned housing to protect themselves from COVID-19. And in March 2020, they began occupying vacant houses owned by the state transit agency Caltrans. Here's Escudero speaking to a crowd of supporters on the day she moved in.
I am not a squatter. My family's not a squatter. Ruby's not a squatter. We are here getting what was owed
to us. Taking back what's ours.
Bought by the agency decades ago for a now-abandoned expansion of the 710 freeway, many of these houses had been boarded up for years. The Reclaimers felt that there was no excuse for keeping them empty when tens of thousands of people were living on the street.
We're paying for these homes. We've been paying for these homes. They're state-owned, and they're empty.
And surprisingly, local officials agreed. In late 2020, the Housing Authority of the City of Los Angeles, or HACLA, began leasing 23 of the houses from Caltrans to use for a transitional housing program. They let Escudero and the other Reclaimers stay and brought in some other unhoused Angelenos as well. But that program was never meant to be permanent. From the get-go, HACLA's goal was to transition participants into other housing. And the Reclaimers have always had a different vision for the neighborhood. They want the houses returned to community control.
The vision from the community is really that all these resources be in the service of community in perpetuity.
That's Sue Hernandez, executive director of the El Sereno Community Land Trust. For years, her organization has been helping the Reclaimers look for ways to buy the Caltrans homes so they can live in them permanently. Essentially, land trusts are designed to keep land affordable while stewarding it on behalf of a community. They often do this by setting up housing cooperatives, which allow low-income residents to own their homes. Hernandez says this model is more sustainable than government-run programs, which are often temporary and force participants to comply with strict rules. She has fielded repeated complaints from the Reclaimers about the fact that their housing contracts bar them from doing things like having overnight guests or drinking alcohol.
That is carceral housing. It's one step away from having the door shut and locked on you on a regular basis.
According to Jenny Scanlon, Hackless Strategic Development Officer, these rules are par for the course. She says the reclaimers agreed to them when they moved in.
If they get into the program and they realize, you know, it's not for me, then they have every right to leave the program and find a different home or a different program that works better for them.
In any case, they might not have a choice but to leave soon. The program's 24-month time limit, which is mandated by a state health code, is inching ever closer. Escudero and another reclaimer named Benito Flores were the first to get their 3-day notices, but others will in the coming months. While Hakla has offered Escudero some alternative housing options, including city-run hotel rooms and apartments in other neighborhoods, she says all of them are either too expensive or too far away.
So that means I would have to move outside my support system and my community, and that is actually, in my opinion, violent and traumatic.
Over the past 2 years, she's formed a homeschooling co-op with her neighbors, become involved with the community garden.
We have workshops there and classes, and we've invited also members of Anahuacalmeca, a local indigenous school where my youngest daughter now attends this year.
For Escudero, this community support has lightened the load of being a single mom.
They always have that saying that it takes a village to raise a child, but in capitalism, it's really difficult to do. So we're trying to like build those networks of like relationship building and co-parenting and community.
Meanwhile, Caltrans is finally starting to auction off some of the vacant houses, and the Community Land Trust wants to stake a claim. In October, the organization teamed up with two other local nonprofits to place a bid on 37 of the El Sereno properties. To be clear, these aren't the same houses that Hakla is leasing. But the goals outlined in the bid reflect the same ones the reclaimers have been pushing for since the beginning. If their plan is selected by Caltrans, they'll finally be able to establish a housing cooperative for low-income tenants and return some of the homes to the community. They also plan to refurbish the houses and add density, with backyard homes and multifamily apartments. But they aren't the only ones vying for the properties. 8 other organizations are also bidding to create or rehab affordable housing here, including the City of Los Angeles.
We evaluated every single property to see what would fit on that site and what could be constructed or rehabbed in a way to quickly make affordable housing a reality.
That's LA City Council member Kevin De Leon last December. The city has already set aside funding for his plan to buy up these and other properties in the 710 corridor, making way for hundreds of affordable housing units. A few months back, the city's bid would have been tough to beat. But that was before De Leon was implicated in a scandal where he and other council members were caught making racist remarks on tape. So it remains to be seen which vision for El Sereno Caltrans will move forward with. And Escudero, too, remains uncertain about her future. If the land trust is awarded the houses, she might be able to move into one of those eventually, and could even have a shot at ownership. But she'd rather just find a way to stay where she is.
It would just make it much easier for everybody if they made a pathway to transition in place in homes. These are not shelters, so I don't see the need, like the logical, humane need to like be transferred.
One thing that is clear, though, is that the reclaimers don't plan to give up the fight anytime soon.
Fight, fight, fight! Housing is a human right! Fight, fight, fight!
For KCRW, I'm Zoe Matthew.
Fight, fight! Housing is a human right!
All right, coming up, a new member of Congress looks to Washington, trying to do the work that voters sent her there to do. But how, given the current political environment? More on that just ahead, after this short break.